Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com.
It's the 42nd annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, coming up Saturday, February the 1st at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. They'll be featuring 65 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Angus Plus, Hereford, Pole Hereford, Charlet, Simmental, Shorthorn Plus, and others. For more information or a catalog, you can call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
For the third year in a row, President Donald Trump will be speaking to the American Farm Bureau Convention this year in Austin, Texas. It'll be happening this coming weekend down in Austin. A year ago, he spoke in New Orleans. 2 years ago, in Nashville. Last year, in New Orleans, we were there. We heard the president proudly proclaim his admiration for those that till the soil and raise the food and fiber for America and the world.
The American farmer embodies the timeless values of America. You believe in hard work and self-reliance. You follow the rules, obey our laws, and respect our great American flag. You support our communities, raise loving families, teach your children right from wrong, and you are always loyal to this magnificent nation that we so love. Now you have a government that is loyal to you, finally, in return.
Also speaking at the 2020 convention of AFBF, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler, Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, Chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and retiring Kansas Senator Jerry Moran, also making a convention appearance as well. It does appear likely that by the time the president shows up in Austin this coming weekend, those articles of impeachment will have been transmitted from the House to the Senate, and that will delay the eventual ratification of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. It's still expected to pass easily. It's not likely that final ratification vote on the floor of the Senate will happen until after the impeachment trial is over. One other story that President Donald Trump is right in the middle of that we've been watching very closely is the expected signing tomorrow between the United States and China of that Phase One trade deal. According to Steven Mnuchin, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, the Chinese commitments to the deal with the U.S. were not changed during the lengthy translation process and will be released this week, probably tomorrow, as the document is being signed. Mnuchin saying, we have been going through a translation process that I think we said was a really technical issue, and the language will be released this week. I think probably on the day of the signing, we will be releasing the English version, and people can see that this is a very, very extensive agreement. U.S.-China Phase One trade deal. Still don't know the details regarding agriculture specifically, but we likely will know them probably by within the next day or so, according to U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. You've got farm news on Ron. If you're a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, you're invited to take part in their 2020 winter policy meeting set for Tuesday, January 28th, 9 a.m. start time at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. OCA members will have the chance to share their input and exercise their membership voting power to set policy for the coming year. For more information, you can contact the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, 405-235-4391. OCA, the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.